What a week. A barn burner of a state Supreme Court election followed up by head-spinning Trump tariffs, all as the beat goes on with Elon Musk and Doge within the administration. Here to discuss are political panelists, Republican Bill McCashin and Democrat Scott Ross. And thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So, Scott, how big of a gift was Elon Musk to Susan Crawford's campaign?
Well, I think he certainly didn't help things. But this was about Trump, you know, and when Trump finally gets tired of Musk and dumps him, the failure, the incompetence, the authoritarianism, the rejection of the rule of law, the stealing away of people's money in their retirement accounts, that's going to still be there. This anger is going to continue. It's going to continue into 2026. But again, I don't think that I don't think that Musk helped the cause. I mean, granted, he and Elon and, you know, Hendricks, they spent a fortune to try and win this seat, but they didn't because Democrats, independents, and even some Republicans stood up and said, what's going on with the Trump administration does not work for Wisconsin.
Bill, do you think that the entry of Musk and Donald Trump into Brad Schimmel's campaign was a good idea?
Part of it. But I want to pick up on something Scott said first. Democrats were motivated. They were angry. They were pretty beaten down in November when Trump won. I don't think they ever thought that was possible. It was possible. Trump not only won here, but he got the most votes in history in the state of Wisconsin. So Democrats here did all they could to make sure that their base turned out. Turnout was very high. It was It was gubernatorial levels, 2.4 million people, which in a spring election is unheard of. I thought the higher turnout actually would help Brad Schimmel. It helped Democrats more. On the Musk thing, I think without his money, Schimmel would have lost by worse. I think it might have been 14 or 15 points. I think where Musk's team crossed the line was on giving away checks. That didn't sit well with Wisconsin voters, and it super fired up Democrats at the end. I was at the Musk event in Green Bay. There were probably 400 protesters outside that event in sleeting rain, and they were fired up.
Yeah, I mean, those people better cash those checks quick, you know, because they most likely won't be able to be cashed. But, you know, the thing about it is if you look at the numbers, literally every single of the 72 counties in Wisconsin went more Democratic, left than they did in November 24. And this was not a special election. This was a regularly scheduled election. We had turnout that was higher than 38 states off your turnout last time. Like, it was a pasting. It was so much of a pasting that, like, I don't know, Derek Van Orten wasn't drunk yet and Chuck Schumer was still awake.
Both turnouts were up. Republican turnout was up. It just wasn't up as much as Democrat
turnout. And independents. I mean, independents were there with the Democrats on this one.
Do you think that follows through?
Absolutely, because it's not going to get any better. We just saw with what's going on and $30 trillion of wealth being, you know, shot out the window with the Trump tariff tax going. It's not going to get any worse. People are looking at their retirement accounts now. You know, if you're Bill's age, you can put $8,000 in your IRA. Other people, it's $7,000. And people are seeing years and years of the money they invested in their IRA wiped out like that.
Spring elections don't correlate to what happens in the fall. I'll give you the example. Janet Protasiewicz won by 10 points, which is exactly what Susan Crawford won in 2023 in the spring. Donald Trump came back and won in 2024.
There's that.
Yeah, but this is an off-year election in 2026, and Democrats are going to be motivated, and independents are going to be angry because of what's going on with the economy and how badly things are going.
I want to bring this to you, Bill. Wisconsin conservative Rick Essenberg said this, quote, I'm not surprised that populist voters didn't care about having a conservative court. They aren't conservative. They are, rightly or wrongly, resentful and alienated. What it takes to attract the populist vote limits the conservative vote. How do you navigate this?
We got some soul searching to do on our side, whether it's the state party or the ally groups, and there are many that have been helping Republican candidates. Everything we did wasn't enough, and it wasn't enough by a lot. When you lose by 10 points, it's not just one thing, it's multiple things. So I think the party's got to do some soul searching on where we go from here. To Essenberg's point, he's right. There are low propensity voters that do turn out for Donald Trump, but they also turn out for Donald Trump's agenda. I think where Republicans came up short, particularly in the Supreme Court race, is Brad Schimmel wasn't clear enough about what his agenda was, what he stood for. And the Marquette poll in March told us 80% of Wisconsin voters actually want to know what judicial candidates' position is on issues, which I find sort of appalling. But that's where the public is. They want to know where you stand. These are no longer nonpartisan races. Yeah. They're very partisan.
It's a sea change.
This race was not about some fracture between two parts of the Republican-Trump party. This was about Democrats, independents, and even some Republicans going out and saying, we reject what Donald Trump's doing. They have taken over government. There needs to be a check on them. That check needs to be Susan Crawford. And it's not going to get any easier for the Republicans. And if you think about, like, what the next race is, you know, April 2026, Rebecca Bradley, the best chance that Republicans have is if she gets a federal judgeship and Tony Evers, Governor Evers, gets to appoint a successor, because she is so toxic. She is more toxic than even Brad Schimmel or Dan Kelly.
You want to respond to that?
I think she's tough as nails, and that's the kind of candidate we need. A, we need a female candidate. B, we need somebody who's tough as nails that's willing to fight for the job.
So, with about a minute and a half left, how seismic was Crawford's win, given what's about to come before the court?
Well, it preserves a liberal majority for three more years. Republicans or conservatives cannot get the majority again until the spring, actually the summer of 2028. So what will be now for 3 years minimum. And that includes school choice. It includes Act 10. It includes a variety of voter ID, thankfully, is no longer under consideration because the voters overwhelmingly passed that. But there are a lot of things that will come before the court. And if you're a business owner here in the state of Wisconsin, buckle up. Could get rough.
Listen, there have been freedoms under assault in Wisconsin for the 15 years that Republicans controlled the Supreme Court. Now that we have, you know, serious justices in there who will look at the law and not interpret the law, I think we're going to have a lot more cases coming before the court in a way that's going to preserve freedom here in the state of Wisconsin and restore some of the freedoms that have been taken away.
We leave it there. Scott Ross, Bill McCausland, thank you.